4BWA, mobile. Now, in 4WRO.
Mercy, son. I finished up that job I had going on Friday. I moved the equipment over from one office to another. That took part of a day, like three-fourths of a day. And it was used stuff. And I tell you what, anything that could go wrong with that stuff went wrong. And I tell you, I just now getting away, and I started off at 6 this morning.
That makes for a long day.
You're trying to get it done so that you don't, you don't stop for lunch or anything else. I just stopped and got me a Bojo's two-piece chicken snack so that I wouldn't completely ruin my supper. But tell you what, my legs feel like some midgets beat me with a baseball bat.
Yeah, I've had days like that.
A truly beautiful day. And I tell you, I'm looking around and I don't see no limbs or trees moving around much. And if it stays pretty like this, Big Daddy gonna go over and hit the airfield.
There ain't a breeze out there at all, hardly. But, yeah, it'd be a good day to do that.
Come on by and join us sometime when we go flying. I think you'd enjoy it.
Yeah, I might do that one day. I see they got the tail squelch back on.
Talking to David the other day, and I meant to ask him about that. Oh, well, I guess he was just listening to see who was paying enough attention to know that it wasn't there.
Yep.
Being a productive citizen today there, Bill.
Oh, got some work done outside. Got to sharpen the chainsaw. I was using it the other day and went to start it to snap the starter rope. So I had to put a new starter rope on it, and I said, well, while I'm working on it, I'll go ahead and sharpen the chain.
Worth of preparation gets an hour's worth of work.
Yeah. Believe it or not, it only took about 15 minutes to change that pull rope on that steel. Those things are easy.
Words there when you said steel, bud. I've got steel stuff from back that I bought back in the 90s. It's still running, and I tell you what, they just make some good, solid equipment, don't they?
Yep. Cry once, it's like a good scope. Just cry your eyes out, but you only got to do it once.
Cheapest around, but I tell you what, I got a steel weed eater and a steel chainsaw. And I added to my pile there for a while with an extra weed eater that Troy built. I went about one season and gave it to my son-in-law. Yeah, I shouldn't have done that to him.
Nope, that wasn't nice.
I tell you, either that saw or that steel weed eater, man, it don't matter. You give them one or two good pulls and they go crank. And if they don't, you got a problem. You got a real problem.
Yeah, I've been happy with them. You just, do routine maintenance on them. Every other year, I'll change the fuel filters in them and, put new spark plugs in them. They just, keep on ticking like a Timex watch.
Timex still around.
Yeah, they're still around.
I got sitting on a shelf at my house.
What?
After my granddad ate that last rooster he had, he bought, this was like in 19, I guess I was 5 or 6, so that'd have been 60 or 61, and he bought him a West clock, Big Ben wind-up clock, alarm clock, made in the USA, buddy. And I've still got that thing, and it still works like a champ.
Yep, that's when they made them right.
Things off, and then that mechanical bell starts slapping. Oh, God, God, you ain't gonna stay asleep.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, speaking of watches, I got a Seiko that I bought in Southeast Asia back in 72. And that thing just keeps on going.
Spring or is it electric?
No, mainspring.
I might just have you a collector's item there, bud. Because, you know, I don't wear nothing but a Seiko. They put out good stuff, too. It's about the only stuff around. You know, hey, I'll scratch up the crystal on one, I beat it to death, and then I'll go have a crystal put in it for about $50, and it just looks like a brand new one. Keep on going. It takes me about 3 years to beat one up. And I just have it cleaned up, serviced up, put a new crystal in it, and it looks like brand new.
Yep, know what you mean.
I'm going to get up here after the day I've had. I'm going to head on back to the house. And if I don't go flying, I'm going to sit back and watch the inside of my eyelids and make like the big fat retired rat that I'm supposed to be.
Yeah. Like I said, since I retired, I don't know when I had time to go to work.
You pretty hard.
Yeah, that and the projects I want to get done.
And a swag quote on getting my driveway paved today.
Ooh, that'll hurt the checkbook.
It's $37,500.
Cut cheaper.
That's what I'm going to have to wind up doing. I got regrind on it right now, and that regrind keeps floating away every time it rains.
Yeah, we've got plenty of that.
Done before?
No.
I won't use it again. Like I said, that last rain we had last past week, phew-ee, I got big washes out in the driveway that just, I won't use it again.
Now, I've either used crusher on a concrete, but I ain't had a driveway that long to, you know, to worry about.
It's 1,600 feet from the road to my house. I porch on the middle of an afternoon. Matter of fact, I can stand on my front porch this afternoon and during rush hour and stand there in my birthday suit. Nobody cares.
Little picture you can't get out of your mind.
Handsome devil.
That one alone.
Well, Blue. she needs to go to the optometrist.
Okay. N4WRO.
Okay, N4BWA, and I ain't gonna tell her no different.
Let you go. I just heard you in there for a minute. I gotta jump in the kitchen and see what's happening in there.
Subject for another day, because I got a problem there. Man, I tell you what, I woke up this morning. I started my diet today. I'm 6'4", but I still topped up at 265. I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. So, I'm back on the diet trail again. You have a good afternoon, Bill. I'll talk to you soon. 73 is KN4 VWA. Clear after your finals.
All right, Steve. Drive safe out there going back to the house. And say hi to everybody there at the homestead. We'll talk to you later. N4WRO.
H, testing a new radio.
H, N4BWA. It works.
The name on this end is Harry, Hotel Alpha Romeo, Romeo Yankee, KZ1H, and I'm in Rock Hill.
You're in Rock Hill and hitting this repeater. You're doing very well, my friend. What kind of beam you on?
It's a vertical antenna in my attic. so it's not even an external antenna. I'm running 20 watts on an FTM 400 JC. Standing by.
Hi, Rock Hill Station. KN4 VWA.
Z1H, go ahead.
There you go. I couldn't remember your call exactly. KZ1H, and your name was?
Harry, Hotel Alpha Romeo, Romeo Yankee. And do I have your call down correctly as KE4 Victor Whiskey Alpha?
Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. And it's Steve on this end. Sierra Tango Echo, Victor Echo. And I'm over here in Inman, South Carolina. That's northeast of, or northwest of, Spartanburg.
You said Inman, correct?
Roger.
Here are my last transmission regarding my attic antenna.
Yes, I did. And what happened was is I got a phone call I had to take. What kind of vertical antenna have you got in your attic?
And I believe the model number is 1280-1280.
Hey, you're making it out just great, boss. Propagation is very, very good right now. I'll be surprised. Have you checked into the net on this repeater at night?
Not. I have made a few contacts over your way, just like we're having this QSO now, but I haven't checked in on the net. What time do you have the net?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you can check in on the net tonight, it's at 9 o'clock, and it's just a good bunch of folks, and let's see. I'm not sure who's calling the net tonight, but it's a good bunch of guys. It's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society net. And matter of fact, it's the longest running net in the country. And they'd be thrilled to net to get a contact from over at Rock Hill.
Got to plug that into my alarm clock and see if I can sit in on that one. I've only been doing the ham thing for about 3 months now, so I'm just kind of getting started. I haven't done any HF yet, but I'm finally getting my VHF, UHF rig set up the way I want it.
Well, that is good. You're doing a good job, let me tell you. Yeah, man. All right, well, listen, I have destinated at my hacienda, and I am going to go in here. I've had a very long, very hard day, and I'm going to go do a close order inspection of the inside of my eyelids. So you have a good afternoon, and I hope to hear you on the net tonight. Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Stephen Inman. I hope I can snag you again soon. I'm clear after your final.
Thanks very much. I appreciate your response and very friendly QSO here. I hope you do get some rest, and I'll try to get on that net tonight if I can. KN4VWA, this is Keith KZ1H, clear at 73.
For CEF Mobile.